You know I'm just a filly, right? Then why are you so hard? I can't believe you're getting off to this. No, you're not. You're not sorry at all. Don't lie to me. Look at how much you're leaking already. Reminds me of a dog drooling in front of a steak. Is that what I am to you? Some piece of meat? Your mouth says no, but the way your cock reacts says otherwise. You would like that, wouldn't you? To be able to use me like some toy to fulfill all your depraved fantasies? Tell me, what do you think about when you jerk off? Oh, please. You're showing your heart onto a little filly and soiling her hooves with your disgusting juices. I believe we're past the getting into troubles point. Hey, if my dad were to open up this door right now, you can be sure that you'd get thrown into some dark cave, never to see the sky again. Good thing he's on some stupid business trip to Baltimore till Monday, huh? Sadly, for you, that means you're completely mine until then, and that you're gonna have to obey my every word until he comes back. What was that? Did you really like that? Me threatening to tell on you? No, that's not it. Obeying me? Serving me? Being mine? Is that what made you react like that? I can't believe it. I thought you were just a disgusting filly con, but you're so much more than that. Getting off to the idea of being owned by some pony? By a little filly? You're right. I'm not just any pony. But still, I thought you were a human, not a dog. Is it normal for humans to want these kind of things? Oh no, you don't have to feel sorry about anything. I don't mind. Quite the opposite, actually. Maybe I should consider buying you. Something tells me you'd like that. I'll train you really well so you don't embarrass me in front of the other ponies. You'll carry me around, you'll do my homework, and do absolutely anything else I tell you to do. Look, doggy's already wagging his tail in anticipation. Maybe I should get you a collar too while we're at it, And I'd parade you through town and in front of my filly friends so they can all see how much of a pervert you are as you try to hide your disgusting hard-on under your clothes. I'd make you sit and do tricks, and I'll reward you if you do good. Please? Please what? Oh, that! Is that too much? Is the idea of your owner showing you around like some circus beast too much for your stupid cock? Just look at it, throbbing like that. I bet I can make you come by simply kissing it. Would you like that? Would you like me to kiss your cock so you can shoot your filthy cum all over my face? Maybe even open my mouth so I can taste it? Maybe even use my tongue to wipe it after you're finished? As if. But I'm not finished with you yet. So no more to- Hey! I said no touching! I know you're close, you numbnut, but I'm not gonna let you have your own fun just yet. Consider that part of your training. Well, here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna lie on your back so I can sit on your face. And if you do a proper job of pleasuring your princess, your mistress. No, I don't mind you calling me princess if you want, but just not in front of any pony else, okay? And don't you grin at me like that. Just get on your back already.